Greetings, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I thought I would talk about focusing on the Lord and not our flesh. And I thought I would share this here with you because yesterday I was just praising some sisters on the fact that they always focus on the Lord and not their flesh or their issues. And that I greatly appreciate that. But of course, there's nothing wrong with sharing what's going on in our life, you know, such as fleshly ailments or trials that we go through, but they shouldn't be the focus. And we can bring these things up in the body of Christ. And what it happens is we are encouraged through the scriptures on how to deal with them. And then we're to get past them and then refocus our mind on what Christ has done and the good works that he has set before us and be mature in order to help others. And in our ministry, I'll tell you, sisters, we've seen people come along and the whole relationship centers on their fleshly ailments or the trials they're going through, but they're not doing what they should be doing to overcome them, or they're stuck in the past and what happened to them and they allow it to affect them in the future and affect the body. And people like that are more concerned about their life and the issues in it than they are in serving the Lord and allowing people to help them find peace and joy to move past such things. And so, you know, Brother James and I know from experience, because if we were to sit and focus on ourselves, we could give you a list a mile long of the troubles and trials and fleshly issues and ailments that we deal with on a daily basis. And if we were to do that, then God's not glorified. The gospel isn't going out. We're not encouraging the brethren, and we're not being zealous for good works. So instead, if we were to do that, we'd be using our time and everybody else's time in a self-centered manner. And we know all about trials because Jesus warns us in John 16:33, and then he gives us a consolation. So we're going to go read that. John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I love that. That's one of my favorite ones. And, you know, he tells us right there that we're going to have much tribulation, but he commands us to be of good cheer because he's overcome the world. And if we're focused on ourself and our trials and our troubles and our fleshly thorns, we're not being of good cheer and we're of no good use to the Father or the brethren, are we? So, you know, I often look at the apostles who walked before us, especially Brother Paul. And I didn't look up the scriptures, but it's the one where in order to prove his case before a group of people, he lists all the trials that he's been through. But we don't see him expounding on it over and over and over and over through all his letters. He just mentions it once. And he doesn't let those trials hinder him in the service of the Lord. In fact, he teaches us to be content. And I want to go, let's see, that is Philippians 4, 11 and 12. Let's go read that. "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed to both be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." And we can see that being in the body of Christ is about being a servant, not being served. As we see the examples of Jesus and the brothers and sisters that walked before us, not letting all those hardships hinder them or the body that they were serving. And let's see Jesus as the great example. Matthew 20, verse 28. "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." And we also see when he washes the disciples' feet, he tells them that that is an example of what we are to be doing for each other. And I thought this kind of fit within how we're supposed to be serving one another and being a good example. It would be the qualifications of a widow in 1 Timothy 5:10. "Well reported for her good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet," like I was just talking about what Jesus said, "if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work." And it shows her years of efforts and servanthood in the body of Christ. And so, obviously, it all comes with maturity. And after overcoming many trials, we learn how to deal with them a lot quicker each time as we go through them. And then we're able to help others overcome theirs so they can in turn help others and so on. And that's how we function in the body of Christ, by giving and washing saints' feet And so anyway, I was just rejoicing with the sisters that I know. They aren't filled with drama or self-pity or so wrapped up in themselves that they hinder the body. If they have an issue, they just reach out and they get the encouragement through the scriptures. And then they press on, putting it behind them and becoming stronger and looking for ways to serve others. And so I was just kind of rejoicing in that and thought I would share that with you. And before I go, I will leave us with Ephesians 4. Let's see, Ephesians 4, 12 through 16. And this is talking about the purpose of the New Testament body. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in him all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. All right, sisters, I'm going to let you go. Love to you all, and I hope you have a joyous day. May God be praised.